It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, we've got word that, well, at least right now, it looks like it's going to be up to individual school districts here in the state of Illinois whether their students will be back in person or distance learning. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of things to take into consideration between now and then. And joining us to talk more about that, among other things going on in Galesburg District 205, is the superintendent, Dr. John Asplund. John, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time with us here this morning. I guess with the governor's announcement, any surprises on your behalf? I guess the only thing that kind of surprised me is that he said, okay, you wear masks, and other than that, it's kind of up to you. That kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought there would be more restrictions or protocol on the state's behalf.
Yeah, we had been on a few phone calls with the State Board of Education over the past month and a half, and we'd started to get the inkling that that was going to be the message, because every time we would ask some specific questions about next year, it was always, well, you're that's going to be a local decision. And So I'll be honest with you, I wasn't surprised, but I was saddened that that was the direction they took, because I feel like we often ask the state to give us local control and they don't do it. And now when we want them to behave as they normally do, now they're kind of just saying you're on your own.
Yeah, it's going to be your fault if something happens, is kind of what it almost seems like it comes down to.
Yeah, it kind of felt that way. Like, yeah, we know this is going to be a big hot mess, so good luck.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Well, and I know when we had talked before, you obviously, along with all the other school districts, probably not only here but in other states, you've already had multiple plans in place for what it would look like if you were back in person, what distance learning would look like, and you had to have, I guess, multiple scenarios. Is anything narrowed down at this point, or at this point do you have more of an idea after what the governor said as to what may happen?
Well, at this point, the short answer would be no, but the longer answer is we've been working on a comprehensive solution here for the better part of 2 or 3 months, and we've been going through all the different what-ifs, and we're starting to narrow in. We spent a lot of time trying to get feedback from particular groups of people to figure out how last year went, so that we knew, you know, what we needed to change if we needed to go into a remote learning environment again. And then we're still working on the finer points of that. And then the health side of it, we started working on that in March in terms of getting personal protective equipment and sanitation, and getting all sanitizing and getting all those things done. So that, I feel like we're probably doing okay in that regard. We've ordered the materials we need, and we feel like we're going to be prepared for that. Obviously, we've got another wrinkle in that we've got buildings under construction, so that's added another unique page to this story, I guess, for Galesburg, and that we've got to deal with that as well. So trying to make sure that the buildings are done so that we can actually do what the plan says. But over the next few weeks, we're going to try to get a whole bunch of people together, specifically on July 13th and 14th, where we're going to try to put together the entire plan from every perspective, and then try to get that out to families no later than the 24th of July.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. I guess the tough thing is also you get that plan in place, and things could change between then and the beginning of school, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, we know that part of this could entail us being in complete remote learning, just because the virus is going to do what the virus does, and we may be compelled to having to go back to that. But we're going to spend some time talking about how to do remote learning better. I feel like we did the best we could. Parents did the best they could. Kids did the best they could last year on 3 days' notice. But, we've been given the gift of time now to try to do a little bit better if we have to go into that environment again this next year. And so we're working on that. But the biggest, I suppose, change is probably going to be the issue of trying to look at, maybe having some half of the students there at one time and half at another time, or different buildings may have different rules based on ages of students. That's the part we still need to work through, because we have a lot of transportation issues too, where the state has said now you can't have any more than 50 kids on a bus. And we know already that the state's probably not going to give us as much money for transportation reimbursement this next year, and so adding excess cost to that is really going to be problematic. So trying to keep our bus routes the same number, but probably having fewer kids on them.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, you mentioned the construction, and Tyler and I were talking about this earlier, different as you drive by, at least from the outside, whether it's King, Lombard, Steel, looks like things are really coming along. Is everything seem to be on schedule at this point, construction-wise?
Everything except King. We've hit a hiccup there, and we knew that was going to be the challenge from the beginning, but the challenge we've come into is actually not one we thought would happen. The flooring is stuck in China. So, we're a little miffed as to how there's not flooring anywhere else on Earth other than China, but that's where it is. I said, I'll drive to Canada if you need me to. I mean, we need to get the flooring in. But other than the flooring, it seems like we're still on schedule. So, that, you know, and at the end of the day, we can open the school year without that flooring. We have concrete floors in there. So if that's the worst thing that happens, I guess we'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess that is actually, look at the glass half full, I guess, in that case. Well, let's talk about it. I know we've talked about the buildings before. We had this discussion the other day. So for this school year, this is if the kids are going to be in classrooms. So, of course, at the high school, you will have the remote classrooms that are all seem to have those up and running now. Will you be using Gale at this point for any high school, and will you be using any of the high school at this point?
Great question. So Gale, we don't believe we'll be using for the high school, but we will be using the first floor of GHS because we decided that we would just move the second floor essentially of GHS out to the mobile classrooms, and we could do a lot of the demolition of the upstairs on our own. And so that's the plan we took on before we even knew about, COVID-19. That's kind of the direction we'd set back in February. So we'll be able to use those, most of GHS, not the second floor, at least most of the second floor, maybe some of it will be open. But, those mobile classrooms are up and going, and I've been in them now, and they're really nice. So I'm pretty sure that the people that go out there won't feel too bad about having to be out there.
Yeah, and I've noticed they've got stairs into some of them, ramps into some of them. I've heard air conditioning running. I've seen lights, sometimes early in the morning on my way, and I've seen lights on in there. So, yeah, it looked like it's all pretty well up and running. All the skirts around the bottom of them, so that's no longer exposed. They actually look pretty nice.
Yeah, they really are, and you can go from the first one over, closest to the high school, and go all the way out there to Dayton Street, and you can never, I mean, you'll go outside, but you'll be under cover. That's a covered walkway all the way through there. So it's a pretty nice environment for a temporary classroom setup, I'll say that.
Okay, so no use of Gale this year. And so at Churchill this year will be what grades?
Seventh and eighth graders.
Seventh and eighth will be in Churchill.
All seventh and eighth graders in the district, yeah.
Okay, so that will put Lombard will be all fifth and sixth then, or?
Yes, all the fifth and sixth graders in District 205 will attend Lombard.
Got it. Okay. All right. So I thought that was the case. I just want to get that straight and make sure what who was going to be where. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. You know, one of the big things discussed, of course, we had Craig Anderson, Executive Director of the IHSA, on recently, and we were just talking about the changes in the state tournament. But I mean, now there's all kind of rumors flying around about what could happen sports wise, and I don't, obviously there's nothing solid, but have you heard different things about possibly switching seasons for sports and that type of thing, or are those just rumors at this point?
I had heard that back in the spring, but that's the last time I ever heard that. And at the time, I thought it made sense, but I haven't heard it revived at all. So at this point, I haven't heard anything that anybody else hasn't heard. I mean, I have no secret information that we're still going, proceeding cautiously as if we may be able to have sports, and it could come to pass that we do have cross country, but we don't have football. And, we could have tennis, but we might not have volleyball. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could depend on a lot of different factors at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, like you said, some sports are easier than others to socially distance everything. Golf, for instance, would be another pretty easy one to socially distance. But yeah, football, basketball, wrestling, yeah, not nearly as easily to social distance at all.
Right, and being indoors is also problematic too. So at this point, I really don't know. We're as I said, we're going forward as IHSA allows us to go forward. So we've been able to get our student athletes in on a limited basis to do their conditioning, but we haven't proceeded yet to the phase two of the IHSA plan where you can do sport specific activities. But we're looking to move into that realm here pretty quickly. Although, you know, we've also heard some, you know, this is preliminary, but we've heard some things where the numbers are going back the wrong way for Illinois. So it's possible we could slide back the other direction.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. One of the other things I want to ask you about with the solar panels, it looks like they're all pretty much complete. I mean, is everything they need to do done on that part of the project? It's just activating, or does it depend on the building, whether they're activated or not? Or
yeah, no, all of them are, the construction phase is done.
Okay.
There's something called interconnect that we have to go through the state and Ameren to get all the paperwork filed, and then, you know, they're ready to go. I mean, they're all installed and everything. We the only interconnect paperwork I've gotten so far is for steel, and so we're waiting on the rest of it, and we're just at the mercy of whenever paperwork comes through from Ameren. And you know, beyond that, there's still some fencing that needs to be erected, but they can be turned on before the fencing's erected. We'd rather the fencing was up, but you know, that I know has been ordered, and it they're ready to put it in at any time.
All right. Yeah, as I say, I thought construction-wise, I haven't seen too much going on, so I look like most of that was done. Well, things seem to be coming along. I guess the hope is that you're going to be able to use these new facilities and everything this year. I mean, with everything that's going on, it's like, hey, we got new facilities. We got these portable classrooms. We would really like to use them.
Yeah, you know, never in a million years would any of us predicted when we started this building project that we'd be in the middle of a pandemic, too. And that's definitely been a wrinkle we would not have chosen. But, you know, it would be fantastic if we could use the buildings. They are looking fantastic as they get finished up. I think people are going to be really impressed with what they see when they get inside.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. John, anything else going on that we need to know about, or as far as back to school or any of that? And you said later in July we'll find out something.
Yeah, I mean, the plan right now is, and I'm walking into a meeting here in a half an hour to get a lot of this kicked off in the in a aggressive way here. But we're going to be meeting at Silas Willard on the 13th and 14th of July. And there's going to be a lot of different folks there, and we still have the 50 person restriction. So I'm imagining we'll either have 50 people at Silas Willard and no other location, or if we need more, we'll have to find another location. But you know, we're going to have a lot of people on these different committees. Like, we're going to have a transportation group, we're going to have a food service group, we're going to have a technology group, we're going to have a special education group, an athletic group. I mean, there's all sorts of people that are going to be working on all sorts of different finer points. We've got hundreds of questions lined out to be answered, and hopefully we can get all that put together over the course of those 2 days, and we can get the plan written up, and you know, we can then get it out to families to say, if this happens, we'll do this. If this happens, we'll do this. And so, you know, the thing, I guess, I'm really thankful and pleading for more patience from people. You know, I know that it's hard to sit and wait for information, but we don't want to send out information that's wrong and then have to come out and redo it. So we're trying to make sure we get through every point we can before we put out a plan to people. So there's a lot of moving parts, and when we have thousands, literally thousands of students changing buildings this year, it's also added another level of complexity to it. So, you know, we're working at it hard, really, you know, every day, and really appreciate the chance to get on here and let families know we're still working on it. And we haven't forgotten about anybody. We're just trying to make sense of everything as it goes forward, and you know, we know that the virus is going to have its own timetable, and so we're all going to have to be patient and understand that this year is probably just going to be unique.
Absolutely. You know, one other thing I did think of when you mentioned, you know, the moving, you know, students to different buildings, that movement of some changes which you've announced, administrators moving from the other, I guess, Gale, and from Nielsen. And so where will those administrators be going?
Well, so our principal that was at Gale, she, Sarah, was very graciously wanted to go back into the classroom after Gale closed, and so we had a very acute need for bilingual French teachers, and so she will be performing that duty for us. And then Katie over at Nielsen will be a dean over at Lombard. So we've got a lot of other folks moving around, too, and we just elevated one of our longtime teachers here, Val Hawkins, to be the principal at King. So we got a lot of the same faces in new places, I guess, next year.
Right, absolutely. All right. Well, John, always appreciate you taking some time with us, and I'm sure we'll be speaking again before the school year starts, hopefully with good news, right?
Yeah, no, I'm always appreciative to come on, and I got to tell you, I was having a good time listening to you this morning. So the Easy Rider, that was a... I have a funny, I was born in 1970. My brother was born in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first movie my parents ever took him to see.
Really? at five?
I'm not
four.
Oh, sure, gosh. Knew what the movie was. He went to see Million Dollar Duck and Easy Rider at the drive-in theater.
That is interesting.
My parents are wonderful parents. I don't want the Department of Children and Family.
Yes, you guys turned out just fine.
They did a great job.
They did.
Quite a mistake that we all still laugh about.
All right. Oh, that is a great story. All right. Well, John, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.